Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Mobile? This is your host, Icy, and I'm here on our very first episode of AirPlay. Tonight we have the Doc, and he's running the boards for me this evening. What's going on, Doc? How you doing tonight? Okay, I guess he's not able to speak at the moment. So I hope everyone's having a good evening tonight. We're just going to hang out, and talk about a few little topics going on in trending media and everything going on in the world tonight. What is going on with this snow apocalypse? I've heard it on the news, and I tell you what, it's crazy. I watched the news this evening, and I was just shocked. They're expecting 10 to 16 inches of snow. I'm tired of the snow. After this past snowfall, I was like, no more. I don't need any more. You know, so I'm going to open up the airwaves and find out from our listeners tonight, what do you guys think of all this snow coming in? Do you think it's going to hit us and blast us with 10 to 15 inches? Or is it just the weatherman just causing mass hysteria? So you guys call in, tell me what y'all's thoughts. I want to know. And I tell you what, don't go to the grocery store an hour a day before a snow apocalypse about to come. Because I tell you what, I went to the grocery store earlier this evening, and there was not a single piece of bread, not a single gallon of milk. And I tell you what, it seems like as soon as a snow apocalypse hits, everyone goes rushing to the grocery store to buy bread and milk. What is up with this? Like, I'm from South Louisiana, and I've only lived up here since 2006-ish. So why do you guys go to the grocery store to only buy bread and milk? I would love to find out the Louisville reason behind this, because, like, you know, I personally don't want to be living off of bread and milk for a whole week if the electricity goes out. So call in, tell me what you think, you know. And what is going on in the world today? Well, I looked this up, and I heard rumor that Sony is actually fixing to release this amazing new gadget that will completely change the world of technology. And it is called the Sony VR helmet set. I tell you what, I could not believe this thing. You thought Google Glass was cool. Sony just literally upped the ante on headsets around the world. Like, Google Glass is cool, it's chic, but Sony has this new design concept. It looks so sci-fi, and it's big, and it's huge, gaudy looking thing, and it's basically like wearing a computer on your head, and it covers your eyes, and it changes your whole virtual world. It turns everything that you look and see into this virtual world, and it interacts with your cell phone, your computer, you know. And I'm amazed at how fast technology is changing so rapidly. And, you know, these app watches that are coming out, they plug in to your cell phone. A friend of mine, he has one with his Samsung Galaxy. And I tell you what, they're the coolest little gadgets ever. Like, I have the new iPhone Plus 6 Plus, and it's cool, but I definitely want to get this Apple Watch app that comes out this March. I mean, I'm really excited about it. You know, technology is constantly changing. It's crazy at, you know, some of the stuff that they're just coming up with. And, you know, 5 years ago, you would never thought of this. But now it's just so common and so new and advanced, you know. And speaking of new and advanced, tonight I read the most interesting article. I thought this just blew my mind. This is a piece of information that is going to change everything that we think of on coffee. The Medical Journalists Society Digest actually released a linking study with coffee today. And I know there's a lot of coffee non-drinkers out there. A lot of people say that coffee's bad for you, it ages you, makes your heart beat rapid amount of pulses and beats. But the Medical Journal Digest released an article. They actually have linked coffee is actually a cleaner, and it has a lot of cleaning agents that actually clean out your arteries. So if you eat a lot of fried food, you know, you might be able to balance with a cup a day of coffee, maybe even four, you know. So I thought that was pretty interesting and really meticulous, you know. Not every day Medical Digest comes out with articles like that. And one of my jobs is being a barista, so now I have a reason to say, come back and say, hey, you know, if you think coffee's bad for you, it actually cleans out your arteries. So here, instead of having one cup of espresso, let's make that three, because you eat a lot of fried food. let's see, music. I tell you what, there's a lot of great music right now out there on iTunes, you know. I was browsing through earlier this evening, and I found this small little link on the front page of iTunes, which I absolutely love. Most people never actually see it but it's there. It's called Free on iTunes. Now, these are tracks from local artists. Smaller artists, they're not very famous, but they're still indie, they're still really cool. And they give out tracks of their music for you to download. You don't have to pay anything for it. But I did see two tracks that I downloaded this evening, but the catch is you have to download it before 12 p.m. at night. And then the next day it goes into the next artist. So it's always something to constantly watch, because I've actually found a lot of great artists that way. But the Ting Tings, a few years back, they released a song called My Name's Not Stacy, or My Name's Not Ting. I don't remember the actual cover of the song. But they released a new song, and it's called Wrong Club. And I tell you what, it's really catchy. It's just like the old stuff, really fun, upbeat, and it's actually free on iTunes this evening. So get up there, download it, check it out. Be sure to write a review and let them know what you think of that song. And then another song that's really popular, or an artist that's really popular, they're called Glitch Mob, and they have a free track on there as well, and it's called Fly By Night Only. And I listened to it. I liked it, you know. I wish I could actually share a sample of their music for you, but I don't have that on me, unfortunately. And then more in music world is a huge debate going on in the music world about Mumford & Sons' new album. Now, apparently, they ditched their old sound. All of their last two albums were very, they're very famous for their acoustic sound with the acoustic guitars and the three-string riffs. And mostly, they're most famous for is their banjo Well, apparently, what I have heard through the grapevine, that they ditched that whole sound, and now they're going with electronic sound over the old school sound in bluegrass music. So I don't know if this is true or not. I haven't heard the album. I haven't downloaded it. But it's expected to drop May 4th in 2015. So that's only 2-3 months away. So I'm really excited. I hope that they do some amazing stuff. So I think that this new album is going to be really awesome. It's going to sound really great. And further in media, you know, what is some music you guys are listening to? What is your favorite type of bands and artists? I would love to know. So I'm going to open up the airways on that one as well. And Major Lazer has a hot new indie track, and it's called Lean On. I listened to it. You know, if you're a Tramp music fan, you might want to check out his stuff, because I tell you, it's really reggae, really hip-hop, reggae type of sound. You know, check that out, see what you think. And in media, oh my gosh, there's so much to cover. I actually started the first 4 episodes of Arrow the other night, and I tell you, it's a great show. And the number is actually, the number, if you want to call in and tell me what's going on, is 347-826-9974. And that number again, if you want to call in and buzz and talk on air with me, it's 347-826-9974. So if you guys want to call and talk about music, the new snow apocalypse upon us, or even this new coffee-linked cleaning your arteries, call me at 347-826-9974. So I would love to hear from you guys, and let's get those phones buzzing. And also, tonight in media, and this is a really big, huge, a major, major announcement has been this past week that Orange is the New Black is returning for season 3. The premiere is June 12th on Netflix. So what do you think is going to happen in season 3? I'm excited. I'm ready to watch it, see what goes on, what happens. Apparently, the guy from American Pie, I forget the actor's name right off the top of my head, he's actually not going to be in season 3. So this is, you know, he went off to do a new Broadway musical. So from what I have read and heard about, so I'm really, really excited about this new season 3. I think it's going to be really great. And so I would love to hear from some callers tonight. The number is, again, 347-626-9974. So let's go ahead and get those callers rolling. I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what you guys think. And American Horror Story. Now, this is a doozy. Back in 2009, she released her first album that actually went multi-platinum within 1 year. She was one of the hottest first female solo pop acts, and then we all know her as Lady Gaga. She is actually going to be in season 5 of American Horror Stories, and the show is going to be called Hotel. And that actually starts and premieres October 5th. So I'm really excited to watch this show too, just because the fact that Lady Gaga's in it and it's her first film debut, I think it'd be pretty good. So let's see. So if any of you guys are out there listening tonight, give me a call at 347-826-9974. And the number again is 347-26-9974. So what's going on in the world of strange new media? And this segment, I would like to call Weird News. Now, this is the part of the show, the second half of the show, where we dedicate some of the most wackiest, oddest stuff in news media out there. This one, I think, just tickles my funny bone so much. It's so funny. I watched the video. You can watch it on YouTube or under trending media on Facebook or Twitter, and it's called Yellowstone National Park. Bison buffalo rams a parked car. Exactly. I watched this video and I died laughing. All you see about half a mile up is this one buffalo, and he's running right down the middle of the road. And this couple, they parked their car, put it in park, did not move a muscle, and they actually have it filmed. And this buffalo is running down the middle of the road, and the guy, and slowly but surely, this buffalo gets closer and closer and closer to the car. And then the guy is like, "Oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't ram the car." Soon as he says that, the buffalo ran right into the car. I kid you not, head-butted this car, the front, like, and he hit it so hard with so much force, like the lady's like, "Oh my God, holy crap, you just hit the car." Like, they were in shock. I laughed. Like, this couple cracks me up because, like, they knew it was coming. They were expecting it. They knew exactly that, "Oh my God, this buffalo is gonna hit the car." And sure enough, I kid you not, he hit that car. And I died laughing. Like, it is the most funniest trending video right now. And I was laughing so hard. I watched it like 4 or 5 times, just hysterically laughing. So if you haven't seen that video, you have to watch it. It's called Yellowstone National Park, Bison Buffalo Rams Parked Car. Hilarious, super awesome. I absolutely loved it. So be sure to check that out, see what you think. So we're going to go ahead and open up the airways. I want to talk to some listeners out there if you're listening right now. 347-826-9974. Go ahead, give me a call, buzz in, tell me what's going on. And now, I've noticed this upon observation. I've seen these sold in stores at your local Walmart, your local Target, your local Myers. Why is it lately, within the last 4 months, I guess it's been over winter time, you know, it's cold. No one ever wants to really get up, get dressed. But I've been seeing these onesies, not just your typical kid style. These are adult onesies, and they are actually, I've seen Pikachus, I have seen Cat in the Hat, I've seen Wonder Woman, I've seen Superwoman, I've seen all the Marvel comic characters, and they're onesies. These things are awesome. No joke. Like, I would wear it possibly if I had like super low self-esteem. I would wear these. Or if I want to be really, really lazy. But lately, not only have I been seeing the onesies in stores, but I've seen people wearing these things, like rocking them like there's no tomorrow. Like, I tell you what, guys, I wish I had your confidence to rock those. Like, I would go to everywhere with it. I'd go to work with one. But, you know, I don't. So I want to find out what's up with this new latest fashion trend going on with the one-footed onesies. I think that's actually another really great topic to talk about tonight. So, not only have I've seen them around, I've actually been to various places where you're not supposed to wear pajamas, but you see them anyway. I work with a guy, and I swear, he came in the other day to work, and he was wearing one. It was the Green Goblin onesies, and I was just like, yeah, dude, really? Like, you come to work like that? I gave him so much heck over it. Because, you know, it's like, I get it, you know? You're rocking the onesies, but don't wear those to work. So I want to know what you think on all of these topics. The number is 347-826-9974. So let's go ahead and open up. I got 10 more minutes on the show, so let's go ahead, talk about something. Doc, are you on air? Okay, I guess Doc's not on air. I guess he's still running the board. So, what's going on in your world tonight? You know, I know right now with everything going on in the world, it's all political stuff, and they've asked me not to talk about politics at all on the show, so I'm going to respect that, because tonight's not the best for odd, weird news kind of thing. It's basically politics are ruling the internet and everything, so I want to know what you think and everything, so give me a call. Let me know what's going on. So, let's hear it, guys. Come on. But, let me go ahead and pull up some more awesome random content. Maybe I can find something worth talking about. Oh, I found this earlier tonight, and I figured it wouldn't be that great of a piece to share, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and share it anyway. I think it would be really funny. But I came across this interesting little article. It was put out by Mind, Body, and Green. And basically what it says, this article that I read briefly, it says, what color clothing, what's your clothing color choice says about you? So basically what they were talking about, you know, what type of clothing colors that you wear says about you. And so I went ahead and, you know, I skimmed through it. Basically, when you wear black, it means symbolizes extreme, all or nothing. Gold symbolizes affection. Silver clothing inspires emotional stability, removes and neutralizes negativity. I never knew that. I think I'm going to start wearing a lot more silver. I tell you what, I think silver is going to be my newest color. Then bronze and copper symbolizes love and passion and personal and professional relationships and endeavors. Then red stimulates energy, warmth, and healing, and it associates terms of courage, willpower, speed, and assertiveness. Then orange.
Yo, I see.
Hey, what's going on, Gary? I mean, Doc.
What's going on, Gary?
What's up?
What's up? Sorry about that. I have to break in just real quick because,
okay,
you know, your show is, after all, part of the Triple Threat Talk family, and Triple Threat Talk was founded by sports, on sports. So basically, what we had going on was University of Kentucky, 29-0 right now in college basketball, was down by to Georgia, was down to Georgia at Georgia. Up until the last few minutes, they were down by as much as 9, and I'm out of breath because I'm a big Kentucky fan, so we're sitting here cheering them on.
Gotcha.
We thought they were going to lose. Everybody thought they were going to lose. And Kentucky does get the win. They're in junk time right now, but Kentucky is going to get the win. And basically junk time is, for those of you, your listeners out there that are too shy to call the show, basically junk time is time that doesn't really matter where the other team is trying to catch up or score and maybe try to make a little bit of something happen. So the Kentucky Wildcats are going to beat the University of Georgia tonight to go 30-0 with the chance on Saturday at Florida, or not at Florida, at Rupp Arena here in Lexington, or in Lexington, Kentucky. They're going to be playing Florida for the chance to go 31-0 undefeated in the regular season. So the Kentucky Wildcats do continue their pursuit of perfection.
Well, hot damn, there you go, Wildcats. You heard it right here on Triple Threat Talk Radio that the Wildcats have won the game. Am I correct?
Yeah, they have won. They have beaten the Georgia Bulldogs and will now enjoy 30-0. And it was looking kind of bleak there for a little bit.
Okay. So now I know the whole story between
you.
Terrible politics news and the Wildcats winning. That's why the show's running a tad slow, because everyone was watching the game. I was like sitting here on pins and needles, like, oh my gosh, no one is on the radio tonight.
There's all sorts of basketball going on right now. You've got right now a lot of big tournament implication games too. West Virginia. And I'll give your listeners an update on that one too. West Virginia is going down to the wire with Kansas at Kansas. Kansas was down by a point when I came up when I went upstairs in the studio. So I'm trying to pull that game up. I think ESPN has a lot of traffic right now, and I don't blame everybody. Final score in the UK Georgia game was 72-64, and now you've got where are they at? West Virginia and Kansas tied at halftime, or at the end of the second. I'm sorry. So that game is. Oh wait, no, they have adjusted the score the second half and put 18 seconds. No, what is going on with the score? If you're on ESPN.com right now, there's some sort of error, and the scores are blinking back and forth. You've got 59 all, West Virginia and Kansas definitely going into overtime at Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a major game. That is a major game going on.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like Battle of the Gladiators versus the Titans right there.
Yeah. So definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think I'm actually going to try and catch the end of this game after the show's over, if it's still playing, tell you the truth. And check it out. But wow, I was sitting here on pins and needles
the
last 5 minutes, like, where is everybody?
There's a lot of college basketball on tonight. Don't take it personally. A lot of people are probably listening to you in one ear and watching TV in the other one. So tonight, a lot of college ball.
Oh,
a lot of college ball.
I don't blame them at all.
Yep. But I see as role and my role as your producer tonight, I have to tell you, you have 30 seconds left in the program.
I have 30 seconds left on the program. I just want to wish the Kentucky Wildcats a congratulations on their big game win tonight. Go Cats. Go Big Blue Nation. You guys are going to rock it up the next game, and you guys are going to keep climbing, keep fighting. Keep going. You have the most amazing fan base of listeners and radio people out there. Thank you for watching and listening to Airplay, our first episode this evening. You guys have a good night.